Welcome to God Cares for You, a series of radio broadcasts featuring Pastor Rory Clark of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. Pastor Rory teaches the truth of the Word of God in a simple and understandable way that is easy to apply to your everyday life. Here's Pastor Rory Clark.
As a pastor, I get to share the gospel message on a regular basis. The gospel message is the good news concerning what the Lord Jesus Christ did for sinners at the cross. The Lord went to the cross to pay for every sin every creature would ever commit, so that every creature could be saved. In the course of sharing the gospel message, it's absolutely uncanny and almost spooky how often I hear this. Pastor Rory, what you're saying about the Lord Jesus Christ is all well and good for those of us who live in the United States. But what about all the little children in the middle of Africa and the remote villages who never got to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ? I have traveled extensively around the world, spreading the good news as I go, and I can't tell you how many times I've heard this word for word from people all over the world. Now, please don't get me wrong. I'm heartened by the concern that so many people have for all the little children in the middle of Africa in some remote village who never got to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. But what are the chances that hundreds, maybe even thousands of people, I don't know how many, I've lost count, would say those exact words to me? It's spooky. Better, it's supernatural. Be encouraged, though, because in today's lesson, as we study Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 23, we'll find out that the Lord Jesus Christ indeed created all the little children in the middle of Africa, in all the remote villages, and he gives them all a chance to hear about him in their own language, in ways they clearly understand. The Lord Jesus Christ is God, and he has not forgotten about any of his creatures, no matter where they are. Today's lesson, what about all the little children in Africa? The first four books of the New Testament, Matthew and Mark and Luke and John, detail the Lord Jesus Christ's life, his death, and his resurrection from the dead. The fifth book of the New Testament, the book of Acts, details the formulation of the first century Christian church. The sixth book of the Bible, the book of Romans, which we're studying right now, outlines the foundation of the Christian way of life. It is a critical study for every believer in Christ. So welcome to the study of the foundational set of thoughts for those who have a relationship with Christ. We're in the fourth passage of Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 23, and here's what these verses say. Romans 1:18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." Romans 1:19, "Because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them." Romans 1:20, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse." Romans 1:21, "For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened." Romans 1:22, "Professing to be wise, they became fools," Romans 1:23, "and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures." This is the passage we will study, and it will answer the question, what about all the little children in Africa? In other words, are there some people who don't know about the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, right away, I'd have to say it would be very difficult for anyone not to have heard about the Lord Jesus Christ. Some version of Easter is celebrated all over the world, and some version of Christmas is celebrated all over the world. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the star of those celebrations. But let's not let my opinion be confused with the study of the Word of God. We have to ask ourselves, what does the Bible have to say about how effective the Lord Jesus Christ is at getting his gospel message heard around the world, especially for all those poor children in some remote village in Africa. In the Bible, the Lord Jesus Christ communicates clearly that it is God the Holy Spirit's responsibility to make sure everyone hears the gospel message. And God the Holy Spirit never fails to complete an assignment. John chapter 16, verses 7 to 11. Let's begin at verse 7. John 16, 7. But I, the Lord Jesus Christ, tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, God the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go away, I will send God the Holy Spirit to you. And God the Holy Spirit, when he comes, John 16, 8, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. It is God the Holy Spirit's job to convince us that we are guilty of sin, that we need the righteousness that comes from God through faith to get the sin problem out of the way, and that there will be an evaluation for each of us at a future time. John 16, 9. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. The sin of unbelief, the rejection of a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, is in view here. John 16, 10. And concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you no longer see me. It is God the Holy Spirit's job to make it clear that the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified unjustly, that it was not because he was unrighteous. John 16, 11. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. Satan, the enemy of God, is the ruler of this world, planet Earth, and at a future time he will be dethroned. He has already been judged. I was flying to Europe once, and a woman in African garb ended up sitting next to me. I didn't talk to her at first. I'm not really fond of talking to people on airplanes, especially for long flights. It can be torture, and I wanted to sleep. But finally, my curiosity got the better of me. I asked where she was from. She was from a village just outside of Juba, the capital of South Sudan, which is, as you guessed it, right in the middle of Africa. Of course, I asked her if the people in the middle of Africa have heard about the Lord Jesus Christ. That question cost me about 3 hours. She was only too happy to tell me about all the missionary activity that's going on in the middle of Africa, in the remotest villages, for all the little children. So please, put your minds at ease. Now let's take a look at this passage in Paul's letter to the Romans in detail, so that we can put our concerns about God's creatures aside, wherever they may live. God gets the gospel message to his creatures. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, the first part. For I, Paul, am not ashamed of the gospel of God the Father. Paul is saying that the gospel message is precious, that the gospel message is worth defending. Paul is saying that the gospel message is worth spreading because it has a universal saving power. And Paul is saying he is never ashamed or hesitant to share the gospel message with those he meets. Paul is talking about evangelism. When we evangelize to others, we give them the gospel message, the good news, the glad tidings concerning the grace gift of eternal life that is being offered to every creature by the Lord Jesus Christ. When we evangelize to others, we proclaim the good news of the gospel message as a herald. When we evangelize to others, we publish the good news of the gospel message. Our responsibility is to deliver the message and go, and to let God the Holy Spirit take it from there. The Apostle Paul was short in stature, weak in nature, for he was accused of being a poor orator, and he was the self-proclaimed worst person who ever lived, the least of all the saints. He was a murderer and a persecutor of the first century church. Yet the Lord Jesus Christ counted on Paul to pass along the gospel message to the Gentiles. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I, Paul, am not ashamed of the gospel of God the Father. For the gospel of God the Father is the power of the Father being offered for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first chronologically, and also to the Greek, the Gentiles. Paul is a messenger of the good news for the benefit of the Gentiles. In the Old Testament, the good news of the gospel message was offered to the Jews. Paul, as we learned earlier in this passage, was eager to spread the good news in Rome, but the Lord prevented him from going there. There were two places you did not want to be if you were preaching about Christianity in the first century: Jerusalem and Rome. There was massive opposition to the gospel message in both places, and that could easily lead to an evangelist's death. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. For in the gospel message, a righteousness from God the Father is being revealed, from faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for all things. As it is written, but the righteous man, and that's any believer in Christ, shall live by faith, by placing his confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Romans 1:18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven, against all ungodliness and against all unrighteousness of men, unbelievers, who suppress the truth of the gospel message in unrighteousness. The gospel message is more than just a message. It is the power from God for your salvation. And it is the free gift being offered to you by God. And it's available to whosoever. Salvation is available to anyone who wants it. Now, as we learned in our last lesson, our last radio lesson, you have a choice: wrath or righteousness. Righteousness is a free gift from God that is your admission ticket to heaven. It is the imputation, the crediting to your account of God's own righteousness when you spend your free gift of faith to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Wrath is God the Father's response to each creature's rejection of his unconditional love. It is God the Father's response to each creature's rejection of the person and the work of the Father's sin substitute, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is God the Father's response to each creature's rejection of instructions for how to be saved, which are communicated in the gospel message. The gospel message is good news because it explains the sacrificial and unconditional love of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shed his blood at the cross on behalf of all of his creatures, providing a way for them to be saved. Three verses capture the essence of the gospel message. Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and everyone in your household who also believes. John chapter 14, verse 6. The Lord Jesus Christ said to doubting Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the eternal life. I am the way to salvation. I am the truth of the Word of God. I am the Zoe life, the resurrection life, the eternal life. And no one comes to God the Father but through believing in me. John chapter 3, verse 36. He who believes in the Son has eternal life. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see eternal life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. But what about all the little children in the remotest villages of Africa? Can they be saved? Especially when maybe they have never heard the gospel message. What does the Bible say about them? Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and against all unrighteousness of men, unbelievers, who suppress the truth of the gospel message in unrighteousness. What is ungodliness? Ungodliness is direct disregard of God's person. What is unrighteousness? Unrighteousness is evil conduct, sin, conduct that misses the mark of God's standard. Ungodliness and unrighteousness are the lifestyle of unbelievers, people who do not have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of us creatures have been ungodly and unrighteous at one time in this life. These terms, sinners, ungodly and unrighteous, are never the description of believers in Christ. Believers in Christ are just the opposite. They are godly, they are righteous, and not through any merit of their own, but because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for them at salvation. Once you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are no longer described as a sinner. You are described as a saint. Continuing at Romans chapter 1, verse 19. Because that which is known about God is evident within those practicing ungodliness and unrighteousness, unbelievers, for God made the knowledge of God evident to them. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. For since the creation of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ's invisible attributes, his eternal power, and his divinity, the established and irrevocable fact that he is God, have been clearly seen by all mankind, and keep on being manifested, made clearly visible, through what has been made in the entire created universe, so that all creatures, especially those practicing ungodliness and unrighteousness, are without excuse in the matter of knowing God. God reveals himself clearly to all his creatures in ways that make sense to them, in ways they can clearly understand. Romans chapter 1, verse 21. For even though those practicing ungodliness and unrighteousness knew God, they did not honor him as God or give him thanks. But instead, those practicing ungodliness and unrighteousness became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. All creatures clearly know there is a creator. God reveals himself to them in ways that make sense to them. Some creatures refuse to recognize, refuse to worship, or refuse to give thanks for the gift of life to their creator. Romans chapter 1, verse 22, professing to be wise, those practicing ungodliness and unrighteousness, unbelievers, became fools. Romans 1:23, and they exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image, in the form of corruptible man, in the form of birds, in the form of four-footed animals, in the form of crawling creatures. As if rejecting a relationship with the sovereign God of the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ, is not bad enough, unbelievers worship idols instead, worship people instead, worship animals instead, worship statues instead of God. God loves his creatures anyway. Here's a song by Barah Ministry song worship leader June Murphy, sung from God's perspective about God's love for his creatures. It's called When I Say I Love You.
So no matter what, I'm gonna love you anyway. Cause when I say I love you, I'm not giving you hoops to jump through. When I say I love you, I'm not telling you when you blow it, we're through. When I say I love you, I know at times you will be untrue, but I won't take my love from you. Cause when I say I love you, I do. When I say
unconditional love in his very person, and he loves all of his creatures unconditionally, and his love for us is not limited by any boundary, especially not geography. So what about all the little children in Africa? The Lord loves them too. This radio broadcast is an invitation for you to worship with us, either as part of our resident congregation, where you come in person to worship with us every week, or as a member of our non-resident congregation who worship with us through the magic of radio and the magic of the internet. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, we also invite you to support us with your spiritual gift, which is to be used to build up others in the body of Christ. And finally, we invite you to support us with your financial gifts. Everything provided by Barah Ministries is provided free of charge to the recipients, but it is not free of cost. So we hope that if you find this radio program to be valuable to your spiritual life, that you are motivated to contribute financial gifts that help us to continue to provide biblical resources to others who can't afford them. And if you're looking for a spiritual home, we hope you'll consider Barah Ministries. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Pastor Rory Clark of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church in Mesa, Arizona. Pastor Rory teaches face-to-face lessons twice a week. For more information, especially on meeting locations, go to the Barah Ministries website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. The God Cares For You radio broadcast can be heard every Sunday from 12 to 12:30 right here on KXDG 1280 on your AM radio dial.